gives the probability of finding the particles at any given location. Just as air in an organ pipe can vibrate only in certain definite modes of vibration, each with its own wavelength, so also the wave function of the particles in an atom or molecule can appear only in certain modes of quantum states, each with its own energy. When the equations of quantum mechanics are applied to the copper atom, it is found that one of the electrons in a high-energy outer orbit of the atom is loosely bound and can easily be boosted by absorption of visible light up to the next highest orbit. Quantum mechanical calculations show that the energies of the atom in these two states differ by 2 volts, equal to the energy of a photon of reddish-orange light. In a metal, these outer electrons leave the individual atoms and flow between them, so there is no special tendency for metallic copper to absorb photons of orange light, which is why it is not greenish-blue. On the other hand, the molecules of calcium carbonate in a piece of chalk do not happen to have any similarly loose electrons that could absorb photons of any particular wavelength. As to photons, their properties are explained by applying the principles of quantum mechanics in a similar way to light itself. It turns out that light, like atoms, can exist only in certain quantum states of definite energy. For instance, reddish-orange light with a wavelength of 0.62 microns can exist only in states with energies equal to 0, or 2 volts, or 4 volts, or 6 volts, and so on, which we interpret as states containing 0, or 1, or 2, or 3, or more photons, each photon with an energy of just 2 volts. Why? Why are the quantum mechanical equations that govern the particles in atoms what they are? Why does matter consist of these particles, the electrons, and the atomic nuclei? For that matter, why is there such a thing as light? Most of these things were rather mysterious in the 1920s and 1930s when quantum mechanics was first applied to atoms and light, and have only become reasonably well understood in the last 15 years or so, with the success of what is called the standard model of elementary particles and forces. A key precondition for this new understanding was the reconciliation in the 1940s of quantum mechanics with the other great revolution in 20th century physics, Einstein's theory of relativity. The principles of relativity and quantum mechanics are almost incompatible with each other and can coexist only in a limited class of theories. In the non-relativistic quantum mechanics of the 1920s, we could imagine almost any kind of force among electrons and nuclei, but as we shall see, this is not so in a relativistic theory. Forces between particles can arise only from the exchange of other particles. Furthermore, all these particles are bundles of the energy, or quanta, of various sorts of fields.